Welcome back to The Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Garber. We're having a good time here during the last week of the fun drive on the KPFK here. And we always give you great content during the fun drives because we want to encourage you guys to learn as much as you possibly can from listening to the shows here. Always terrific guests, super people during this particular time. One of my favorite best-selling authors and incredible weight loss and true visionary in terms of where it's coming, where in terms of detoxing, weight loss, and overall health. Anne Louise Gittleman is joining me. She is an author of over 30 books on health and healing. Her recent book is called The Gut Flush Plan. She is the author of The Fat Flush Plan. You might recognize that title. Spent over two decades on nutrition and talking about nutrition. Welcome back to the show, Anne Louise Gittleman. You're great.
Oh, you're just too sweet yourself, Lisa Garber. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So now you kind of have combined in the gut flush plan. You've combined the fat flush and the gut flush together, in my opinion, because when you flush your gut, then you lead yourself into that place of ridding yourself of toxins and overall weight loss. But in case people are confused here, what exactly is the gut? Like, what area? What are we talking about here?
We're talking about your GI tract. We're talking about the small intestine, the large intestine. And to some degree, my book also covers the importance of the stomach. And we're so concerned about our tummies because so many of us get bloated. We want to lose our tummy fat. And interestingly enough, when you improve your digestion, very oftentimes that tummy fat goes bye-bye. No more bloating, no more gas, no more indigestion, no more IBS, and you feel like a completely different person because your immune system is so interrelated to digestion. So it's the first thing to watch when things go awry.
Now, tell me, what's the difference, we're going to get a little bit more in depth here, of, no pun intended, of between the large intestine and the small intestine and its relationship to the acidity levels in the stomach?
Well, the reality is that the acidity level in the stomach needs to have a certain degree of acidity. You need to be a tad on the acid side because protein as well as iron as well as calcium are digested in the acid medium.
Okay.
So when we talk about alkalinity, we ain't talking about your stomach.
Right,
that needs
okay.
to be acid. That's why hydrochloric acid is so important as the stomach acid of choice that your body normally should be producing, but when you're under stress and you're over the age of 40, you lose the ability to produce it.
Hmm.
Yeah, HCl, it's so important. It's your first really line of, I'd say, protection against some of these smart bugs and nasty pathogens like salmonella in the tomatoes,
know,
that sneak into your food. So you got to have enough HCl. People that don't make enough HCl are usually individuals, Lisa, that have been born with an A blood type, which is quite interesting.
Mm.
That's kind of an achlorhydric situation going on. There are individuals that maybe have taken certain kinds of drugs that have impacted their ability to produce stomach acid, you know, these antacids and these proton pump inhibitors, or they're under a great deal of stress.
Wow.
So whatever that is, we need to really remove it from your system, and we need to just supplant with the proper digestive enzymes, and that's where HCl comes into play. And I make a big deal out of it in the Gut Flush Plan and tell you how to add it, how to subtract it, and how you know when you need it.
So then that balance in the stomach, so we're clear now that the stomach needs a certain level of acidity in order to digest food.
Yeah.
And then that transfers into the small intestine, and that level of acidity is what makes the small intestine alkaline?
To some degree, yes, because then the pancreas starts to produce its alkalinizing digestive enzymes so that your small intestine should be a tad on the alkaline side. And when I say a tad, this is all balance. You know, you don't want to be overly alkaline, nor do you want to be overly acidic. So the small intestine is the place where alkalinity reigns, and then back to the large intestine, which should be a tad on the acid side because that's where the majority of your probiotics will take root, particularly your bifidobacteria that are very important in terms of fighting off some of these smart bugs in this day and time.
Hmm.
So it isn't just, you know, we should all be alkaline, you know, carte blanche. You do
right.
need a little bit of that acidity in your tummy and your large intestine. It's all a matter of balance.
Ah, so it goes from acid to alkaline to acid in very, very small degrees, right?
Well, yes, it's all about balance.
Okay.
You know, and your body in its innate wisdom really knows how to do this correctly. And when you take supplements, just know that your hydrochloric acid should come at the beginning of your meal, and what should come towards the end of the meal really should be your digestive enzymes, because you want to be acidic, you know, in the beginning of the meal, which is where you're going to need all that wonderful digestive power. And then towards the end of the meal, it can be less acidic, more alkaline.
Okay. All right. So now there's this big, huge, I know that recently see in health food stores and a lot of books are talking about probiotics.
Mm.
What are they? How do they come into play? Do we produce them by ourselves in our stomachs? How does that work?
Well, the probiotics are the good bacteria, because not all bacteria is bad. You actually have 4 pounds of the good stuff in your system. What we're interested in is having the balance of power in your small intestine and your large intestine to the tune of about 85% of the good guys to perhaps 15% of the pathogens. And in that way, you really don't get sick. Now, these are important because your body natively produces these lactic acid-type bacteria on their own, but if you take a lot of antibiotics firsthand in, you know, a course of antibiotics, or you take it secondhand in food, or you have a lot of steroid drugs, or you're drinking chlorinated water and taking a lot of, oil of oregano can also wipe out the good bacteria as well as the bad, then sometimes you're in trouble. So we need to balance that and take a probiotic on a daily basis, just the way you take a vitamin and a mineral. I think it's that important in this day and time. So I'm a big believer in probiotics, and a particular one that I mentioned by name brand, because I've been working with a company for over 7 years, and it's the only one that I know that can neutralize these superbugs, like the kind that got into the tomatoes, the kind that got into the peanut butter, the kind that gets into the meat, and the kind that can get into you if you have a lot of antibiotics.
You know, and it's also not just meat, and it's not just tomatoes, and it's not just the peanut butter. It's going to be one more thing, and one more thing, one more thing. I mean, it's up to our bodies to be able to fight this stuff off before anything else.
I mean, it really is, and the bodies can become overwhelmed. We're kind of at toxic overload at this day and time, and the longer you live, the more toxins you're going to absorb, unless you, you know,
have a healthy immune system.
A healthy immune system where you do the right kind of detox and you're on my fat flush programs, and, you know, you realize that detox and diet go hand in hand, and that's a rather new concept for most of us.
Okay.
So you start aging, and aging to me is toxicity, which is why everybody out there needs to get the gut flush plan, because anti-aging is really detoxification, and it starts in the intestinal tract. So you want to get rid of the stuff that's making you toxic. We give you a program where you're going to be fortifying, flushing, and feeding your body in 3 basically easy steps with protocols, certain amount of supplements, and most definitely food, and those that are hypoallergenic so that you're not retoxifying your system.
That is very well stated, and especially from Anne Louise Gittleman, who has spent 2 decades teaching and writing about health-related information. For you to say that anti-aging is really detoxification as being the bottom line of what you've discovered over the last several years, this is the bottom line, essentially. This is the key. It starts in the intestinal tract, right?
It really does, and there are no easy answers. You know, what we're learning is that there are a lot of wonderful topical treatments that you can do in this day and time, and there are lots of lasers that are out there, but unfortunately there's a downside to that, and there's no downside to the detoxification if you do that correctly.
Okay.
But, you know, you start taking a lot of these topical treatments, you start accumulating a lot of what we call now electropollution, and you can start damaging your DNA. So you have to be very careful. So, you know,
okay.
This is not just a topical, let's just splash something on you and do a little shot of this or that. This is, let's get down and dirty and do what it takes, and that's what the gut flush plan is all about. And the results are pretty remarkable.
All right, now, so the probiotic conversation here there's a whole wealth of information behind probiotics. What is a good probiotic, and what is not so good probiotic?
Well, I think you want a probiotic that has good science behind it. You want to make sure that it actually adheres to your intestinal tract and doesn't just pass through, so that it's, you know, kind of immune to bile acids and even HCl to some degree. It has to be enteric coated. I think you want one that doesn't have to be refrigerated, because you got to take them with you when you're on the plane, when you're on the trains, when you're on your cruises like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you want one that contains, you know, a feeding system so that the probiotics are kept alive and well, that it contains its own what we call prebiotics. you know, the powerful fertilizing food for the probiotics to keep them alive and well. And you want to make sure the pH is accurate, so it contains 4 organic acids, to assure that whatever that gut pH is, it'll stay that way so that you can trigger your body to make its own probiotics.
Ah, so the prebiotic feeds the probiotic.
Yeah, and you want to get kind of an all-in-one feeding source, and we've got that in the Gut Flush plan, and I believe that is one of your sponsors, and that's the Dr. O'Hara's that I talk about from Japan, and it's the world's best-selling probiotic for good reason.
Yeah, this probiotic that I've heard is absolutely amazing, but you can explain why it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus. It's the company is called Essential Formulas. I mean, it's an amazing company. But talk a little bit about Dr. O'Hara and who he is.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
I have not had the pleasure of meeting him, but we've been
I've met him once. I did.
we all should go to Japan and watch these wonderful probiotics being fermented for several years, and you know they're grown to the tune of Mozart. They actually play wonderful violin music with these probiotics in their vats.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, they take such care in terms of their probiotics. It's just magnificent.
Now they grow them for how many years?
2-3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years, and then another 2 years of a special process so that you get the very strongest probiotic, which is the one that they say neutralizes these superbugs.
Interesting. So now, why do they need to ferment? What's the point of fermenting a probiotic?
Well, that's based on the ancient art of fermentation, whereby the survival of the most fit probiotics. And so you want the strongest probiotics once they get into your little tummy.
Ah, that's why. Okay. Yeah. So it's the survival of the fittest probiotic, really.
Yeah, and they're really strong, so that the weaker ones die off, you get the stronger strains, and they're able to implant and colonize in your body, and you want them to live happily ever after in your gut so that you can trigger the colonization of your own particular DNA brand of probiotics. This is the only probiotic that kind of gives you a blueprint and allows your body to make its own. I mean, that's pretty magnificent if you think about
it. Wow, that's why a company dedicates themselves to one thing, and they do that one thing extremely well. Now, what is the 12 plus in the Dr. O'Hara's 12 plus probiotic?
Well, you get plus 4 organic acids. You get all of these wonderful ferments. I think it's about 72 of these organic vegetables and fruits, as well as seaweeds and herbs, so that you get a wonderful paste that is the basis of the probiotic, so that when you take this into your system, again, that's kind of its food source.
Ah.
So you're getting some vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. A lot of people say, Lisa, that they can cut out their normal vitamins and minerals because they're actually getting them from their probiotic, which is a food source.
So this is something that you should take all the time, or if you have a tummy ache you take? How often do you do this?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I would take it all the time.
Okay.
Why would I say that? And even the company isn't as strongly pro taking it all the time the way I am, because I think that there's just too much out there. Whether you're eating a little tainted tomato, you know, or you're eating a lot of raw foods because you want to make sure that your food is raw and it's not cooked, so you get all the enzymes, but you may be getting bacteria, because cooking does kill bacteria. We can't forget that. Or you're eating a lot of organic, and organic oftentimes is infected with the same kind of bacteria as commercially grown products, and that just has been shown in so many studies. I think you need this as a safeguard. This is what you need to take on a daily basis. You don't need to take the fortifying dose, which is 5 in the morning, 5 at night, but maybe 1 in the morning and 1 at night after the first box.
Oh, okay. So you definitely will recorrect the balance of your gut system if you take that first box, and then you can take it as a maintenance type of thing.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah, that's what we want everybody to do.
That shows the potency of the entire thing.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so this is called the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, and it is available for the Fun Drive. I'm so excited about that.
That's a good thing.
It's great. Essential Formulas is a great company to work with, and this is a terrific probiotic. I take this probiotic myself all the time, and it is a great one. And this has got 60 capsules in it, so you can correct your entire intestinal tract with this, your whole system with this particular type of probiotics. A great one. this is available here during our fun drive. KPFK is doing our fun drive right now, so the way that we do this is by you supporting us by giving us a call, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And I'm going to ask you guys to call, but just a minute, because right now I want Ann Louise to talk a little bit about now this the fish oil, and then I'm going to let you go, Ann Louise, because I know you've got to run. And then we can get to, people can give us a call after that because I can explain everything to the listeners. But this fish oil that you have has from the same company, right?
The fish oil is a Carlson's product.
Oh, okay.
And the fish oil is probably one of the finer fish oils on the market. They call their product the very finest fish oil for good reason. They do a lot of third-party testing, and they really purify their fish oil from 18 different contaminants. You know, it's not just the mercury, it's the PCBs, the dioxin. God only knows what's out there in the high seas these days.
Okay.
But you know what's so nice? They get their fish oil from Norway, and it's bottled in bottles, not plastic. And it tastes absolutely magnificent. It's not even fishy anymore. So I think that that's a really saving grace as well. You wouldn't even know you were eating fish oil.
So, yeah, and that's the beauty of it, because you get all the wonderful benefits of fish oils, which, I mean, some of the benefits are what, Ann Louise?
Well, the benefits are it's a natural anti-inflammatory. It's good for your brain, good for your heart. It protects the myelin sheath. It's also good if you've got ADD or ADHD. Good for your skin. It'll get rid of psoriasis and eczema. It's good for whatever ails you. It's an essential fatty acid.
I know. And we don't produce these on our own, right?
No, we don't. Now, when we should, but we don't. That's why they're essential. So you need to get them elsewhere.
Uh-huh. And what they do is they just hydrate the system, right? The cell, the lining around the cell, so it makes everything else function.
It does. So it keeps that cell very fluid and very flexible, and that's really what you want. You don't want rigidity when it comes to these types of things.
Okay,
so
terrific.
They're both terrific products. I hope you both, you know, give away a lot.
Yes, thank you so much, Ann Louise.
To worthy people there.
Well, you're great, and we also have your book, so thank you so much, Ann Louise Gittleman.